We are heading into a weekend. You know what that means, right?
Assignment time.
That's right. That means you get an assignment today, should you choose to accept it. So sometimes this weekend, sometime, I would like you to use something in your house that you have never used.
Okay. What would that be?
I think I've been thinking about this because you have signed Kim up for a class to use her sewing machine that she's never used. I can't tell you the number of things I've purchased and have never used or worn. So it might be exercise equipment. It might be kitchen gadgets. Maybe you bought a cotton candy maker or a snow cone maker on a whim. Maybe even, it doesn't have to be something brand new, mind you. This could be something you picked up at a thrift store or a yard sale. Think, oh, that's, oh, absolutely use that. Never did. Clothes you never wore. Yeah. If you have a pretty dress or some really nice slacks that you haven't, or a nice shirt that you bought and have never worn, put it on sometime this week and just do that. Exercise equipment, fire extinguishers. That's what I was seeing. If you could test them at home, that's me dreaming. I've never used a fire extinguisher. I would really like to do that. So I was doing some research on this. I was like, can you use a fire extinguisher? Can you test it at home? So yes, you can test a fire extinguisher from home, but it was very unsatisfying for me. Okay. As I was reading about it, you need to depress the green button on the push to test pressure indicator. If the unit is sufficiently pressurized, the button will pop back up immediately. So then I'm asking, no. Can you use it to test it and then put it away safely? Well, for non-rechargeable fire extinguishers, which a lot of them are, they're one use only.
Yeah,
so even if it's used once, you cannot use it again. So if I were to get that thing, that's my dad talking. My dad would do chaotic things. Let me introduce you to a little bit about me. My dad once took a light bulb in the house and threw it on the floor so that it would explode because he said he was curious what would happen if he did it. He wanted to know how loud it would be. I'm not joking. There was no precautions taken. There was no, we're going to set something out on the floor so we can wrap up all the glass. No, he took the light bulb, pop, boom, threw it on the floor. That was it. So my immediate inclination is, can I just take a fire extinguisher and set it off and see if it works? No, if it's non-rechargeable, do not use your fire extinguisher that way because you might need it in case of emergency. Rechargeable fire extinguishers can be used multiple times after being recharged, just so y'all know. Okay. So the thing at my house that I think I can use without causing any destruction of property is a, I bought this thing. It makes bao buns and little like gyoza. It's okay, so think of a juicer or something where you take two sides and you push them together around. It's like that. You make a mold of your little bao buns or whatever. Have you never used this? It comes with little implements and it comes with a recipe book and it comes with, never used it once. Yeah. I've had it sitting in my cabinet for forever. That is what I'm going to use this weekend. It's going to be fun and I encourage y'all to do the same. Find something in your house you never used or never wore.
I'm getting her a fire extinguisher for Christmas.
Buddy, I hope you do. Give me like a little mini one.
I am.
I want to so bad.